Manalo from Manalo, four lines down. So Morris, the question, so he's inside of his box, he has to get the food, but the food has to be accessible to him to be considered a valid Eruv, has to be a way to eat it. So how does he get the food? Can't stick his hand out, because then he's back to becoming tummy. Using a kli would also be a problem. Some more answers. He uses wooden pieces of wood which do not have any impression in them. They do not have any way to hold anything in. They're not mekabel tumah. Okay, so that will therefore the kli doesn't become tamei, thereby making make anything tamei. For the merkash of hokum mahil, so there's a law which we had in the first parak of Shabbos. The case where a person is walking and he has a rod on his back, and the rod goes over the kever, so it acts as an oil over the kever and it brings tumah. If I have a keli here and I have a kever here and I have a board in the air, so that board acts as an oil over the mace and over the kli. So the same thing would be true if a person was holding it, it would bring tumah to the person. So we had it where the halacha is if it has to be tefach white. But there's a case over there where the circumference was a tefach, which means that the diameter was a third of a tefach, basically. But because our masakan and then tumah, because since people perceive that as a tefach, so they say they'll look at this is something which has the size of a tefach. If you wouldn't be metam of the person which is holding this rod, so then the locals people would say that tefach doesn't bring tumah. So chazar masak, and that even if it's only if it's a round item which has a circumference of a tefach, so it brings too much to the person. So more saying, even though it's a pshuta kliyates, that was the case, it was just a simple stick. So even though it's a pshuta kliyates, it can act as an oil. A board is a pshuta kliyates, it acts as an oil. So he should become tummy through that third process. So more answers that the maisile achurei or achudei, you're bringing it on the pointy end, which means as it thins out, it's not even a tefach. So therefore, it's not considered an oil. So Moshe says, okay, great. So we have this argument of that how he could get into the basic chorus without becoming tamei, even if the case is the truma Torah because it wasn't Bukhshar. He has a way to pick it up and he's not becoming tummy through oil as he does so. My time is Rabbana. So after all of this, so in the case of the Bryce which we brought, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, case of a cavern. So Rashi points out that in the basic chorus we understand they hold oil, zorg lav shmei oil, so therefore he can't get inside the bitzak mortis. But over here, it's a case of one kever, so he can just stand on the edge. He doesn't have to lean over. Use his shute kliates to get it. And so which is thin enough, that's not a problem. So why would the Chum argue? What would be the problem? So my answer is that. So also likness bias be Surihanov. The kever is also Brahanov. Okay, so he's being kind of makom, kind of shvisa there. So that's equivalent of being kind of a place of a bias, something which is also behind all. Somewhere says Machal to Behuda Sabra Mutter. Behuda holds Mutter be kind of, I mean, it's also it's Yisrael and law, you're getting Hanlo, so how could it be Mutter? The more answers that Kasabra mitzvahs love Lahonis, that Behuda holds the mitzvahs, like we had in Sefer Rosh Hashanah, that mitzvahs aren't considered a halachic benefit in regards to the Yisrael of Hanlo. So he's getting a shvisa, since Chazal said that you're only allowed to make an Rubit Chumen for the purpose of a mitzvah. So this is all mitzvah process. Mitzvah process is not considered a halachic benefit. So there's no way of being the henna from the kever by putting the Rubit Chumen there. Mor says, so it means the Rabbanon have to argue on that. So Mor says, okay, Elohoda Merova, mitzvah Lablohanis, no, Lemeketanoyer Malav Shmaite. Means it comes out Rabba's halacha that mitzvah lablohanes it knows totally machlokes din of Yehuda and the Chachamim. Yehuda says like Rava, and the Chachamim say not like Rava. Rava says no. Yisrael lehudei and marben el dvar mitzvah. Chuliyama mitzvah lablohanes it knows. If they all you're doing is for a case of a mitzvah, so then everybody would accept the premise mitzvah lablohanes it knows. The argument is, so the Chacham's argument is that you can use it even for Dvar Rishus, so therefore it's a problem of Hanlo, and Yehuda says it's only only for Dvar Mitzvah. Therefore it's not a problem of Hanlo. The verse says, okay, so it comes out, Elohodim Rav Yosef, Ema Arben Elo Dvar Mitzvah, Lemeket Hanoyam Elishmaite. So now we put Rav Yosef in a corner. Rav Yosef is going, Marben Elo Dvar Mitzvah, that's the Chum saying, I like that. Amlechor Rav Yosef, the Kuli Alma, Ema Arben Elo Dvar Mitzvah. So assuming that Rav Yosef agrees with Rava, that mitzvahs al-Bahanas didn't know. So we don't want to say they're arguing whether you're allowed to have that, whether mitzvahs are considered hano or not. So everybody holds mitzvah not hano. And everybody holds you can only do the dvar mitzvah. So lechara, so we don't know why the Chum would say it's osir. You stand by the kever, you don't have to get involved in oil zurich. You use few thick liates to take it out in a way which is not being ma'al. So what's the problem?
Which is not being
what? Ma'al. Versus Amar Ben Ladar Mitzvah Vukuli Yama Mitzvah Vahonasin Vahokim Ifugit Marsa Rakim and the Connolly Erev Vonichale de Mintero Marsa Vonichale de Mintero the Itzach Ochale. So the Erev is kind of by Benish Marshals. So now it's done. You see, your mitzvah purpose, it's done. So your mitzvah purpose is accomplished. You now have it. You're kind of shvisa. You can then travel to go to do the mitzvah, which is necessary to accompany rabbi, whatever the mitzvah is. Okay. So what's with the erev then? I don't care. It doesn't bother me. Well, but you have. So if you, I don't care. I have no interest at all afterwards. So I'm not being the head from the fact that the kever is storing my erev. But if I hold that I'm interested in, yeah, it's important to me. I like to keep it just in case they eat. So that's not a mitzvah anymore. That's because I want to eat. So now the kever is storing my mitzvah for me. They're storing my air for me. That's just a personal benefit. That's not a mitzvah benefit. Because the mitzvah benefit is accomplished. As soon as Benish Moshes is done, the mitzvah benefit is finished. So Morris says, so that's where the argument is.
What about having meals on Shabbat?
I could use it for that, but remember, I'm sitting in my house. I'm not sitting here. So I have food for Shabbos. I'm not necessarily going to use this food, but I'd like to save it just in case I need it to for some purpose. Okay. Rashi Vehechi Maisel?
Yeah.
Okay. Vehechi Maisel, how could he bring it to himself to be able to eat it? So Rabbi Huda, Roy Lo'echla, boy, Rabbi Huda says it has to be actually able to be eaten. Minanokit Tahar Mitzahara. Veloy Akshar. He didn't allow Tome Bitahara. Mishim the Chazal Achrini. Rabbi Huda didn't say you have a case where the Kayan is Tome, making an error with Truma, which is Tahara. Arguing that even he can't eat it, other people could eat it. Says, no, no, according to him, it has to be that he could eat it. Well, if he can't get it, he can't eat it. Void me the Tony Bemasisan Lochus Balachu, Behuda's Lash in the Mishnah is he's able to make this chatzitza, the El Zorik, and get to it and eat it. So he said explicitly eating it. So you see, he requires eating. Says if she creates lo makabel tuma, lo but something which would accept tuma, you can't put that really kli tuma. Mace the kli would be tuma mace. You can't tell me from the kaver shuava tuma. The matama machem is oil, so it comes tuma through being an oil over the mace. It's so the mace is an avia tuma, so the kli is an avatuma. So now the kli, which is an avatuma matama, the other would be matama him. Matami asa b'truma tahara, even though the truma is tahara, because the truma is not mukshar, but he's tame. B'koyo le b'misi, he's chai misi b'dei shomai. But we have the less they pesei, less b'pesei of tefach. Even though the kli doesn't have a pesei of tefach, the ma'aseh achure can refresh the kamon, so it's we're talking about it's bringing it from the side, which is not even a pesach, not a pesach tefah. So what? It's not acting as an oil, bringing tuma from the mace to him. But even though an oil over a mace is for needs a tefah. So we could say, well, if it's coming tummy, it didn't touch the mace. It's coming tummy because it was an oil on the mace. But oil is a tefah. And it wasn't a tefah. Says, but that we had over there in Shabbat. That any item which goes over the mace itself becomes tummy. Personally, even less than a tefah. B'chol she'en. So once the kli is tummy, it's an avatumah. U'matamah le'lo adam, so it makes the person tummy. Therefore, the truma is no longer valid for him. Mor says, "Okay, fine. Should the kli? Mor says, 'Well, come out because the kli to kushiyesh b'kli peseach tefach. It's either a tefach wide, it's diameter is a tefach, or he became a tefach, or the circumference is a tefach. We go to Allah Adam and Noisay by the Emet Day Mitzvah of the Shabbos. So the person who carries the kli, which is a circumference of a tefach, becomes tefach." The ma'aseh achure or achudei, the kli shein bechudei tefach lavoyelu. So it doesn't at that end, which goes over the mace, was narrow, and it wasn't a tefach. So it's not an oil. Yehachem atam the rabbanon bekever yechidi. The case of kever yechidi, the hida pligur rabbamastisin v'besak voros. The argument the case of besak voros, b'lisir lehu tefach hatzitza by ozor. The whole ozor is not considered a valid hefsik. I understand. You can stand on the edge of the kever, do not lean over the kever, do not be mal on the kever, and bring it to you. It's a kever yechidi. So you also look at this bias b'sari hanok, the kever. You can't be kind of in the bias in mokum shvisa, where the kever is, because that kever of vesev hanohi. Well, hanohi, the mystery of elam epechus etchum, it's a benefit that he can go where he needs to go. Anything which is there to is part of the process of taking care of the mace is not permitted to have benefit. The Nafkalim is in Hedron. In Thomas Shom Miriam, it says by Miriam mace, it says the word Shom. Gemar Shom Shom Meag LaRufa, it says, Sham Sham, Megal Rufa, the pasuk is explicit, you can't use it for anything else. Philip Yisrael Nami Asir Rabbanu. So it comes out that this is the problem, something with the Kayan. This is a problem practically, even if it's a Yisrael. I saw why the brush is him, Arvin Lekoyen Tor. It's not a Tumah issue, it's an Yisrael Hanoi issue. And but the Chiddush is even Rabbi Huda disagrees, even a Kayan is Mut. It's a love of Hanoi. Vema Arvin Ala Dvar Mitzah, Lelechus, the Besa Oval, or the Besa Mishnah, can come on. We'll give examples of what's called a Dvar Mitzah, but it's only for a Dvar Mitzah. So, Rava says, so means so that's shot in review. So shot in the chacham. They hold mitzvahs lahanasit. Hold the Rava. Said that it was a shana taken mishir v'shal oyla. So Mor says, of course, Rabbanan say not like Rava. Mor says no. Rabbanan hold the sari marin to fill the barishus. Hanohi. So it's considered a halachic benefit. Rav Yosef said not like that. Rav Yosef became the mishtatu. So. Mitzvah Lahanas heals that Ein Maravel Dvar Mitzvah. So Mor says, yeah, but the issue here is afterwards. Kim in the Kanale Eir Benish Moshe Sula Yichbus Le Benitim. So he doesn't need it anymore to be watched. Vad Kinias Eiriv Inami Nichale Lav Hanohi the Mishum Mitzvah. So after the time till the Eiriv is effective, that's a mitzvah purpose. That's not a benefit. But once that's accomplished, just maintaining it there. It's just a personal benefit. So that's going to be a problem. So that's the Mor's question. Does he want it or not? So that's what the question of Yehuda and the Chachamim is, does he want it at that point in time or not? The Chachamim say, yes, so it's a problem of being benefiting from the Gevur. And Yehuda says, no, so it's not benefiting from the Gevur.